And you have no wizards or mages here in the Kargish lands. That's a queer thing. You banished all your wizards long ago and forbade the practice of the art magic. And now you scarcely believe in it.
I was taught to disbelieve in it. It is contrary to the teachings of the priest kings. But I know that only sorcery could have got you to the tombs and in at the door of Red Rock.
Not only sorcery, but good advice also.
We use writing more than you, I think. Do you know how to read?
No, it is one of the black arts.
He nodded. But a useful one, he said. An ancient, unsuccessful thief left certain descriptions of the tombs of Atuan and instructions for entering, if one were able to use one of the great spells of opening. All this was written down in a book in the treasury of a prince of Havnor. He let me read it. So I got as far as the great cavern,
the Undertomb.
The thief who wrote the way to enter thought that the treasure was there, in the Undertomb. So I looked there, but I had the feeling that it must be better hidden, farther on in the maze. I knew the entrance to the labyrinth, and when I saw you, I went to it, thinking to hide in the maze and search it. Well, that was a mistake, of course. The Nameless Ones had hold of me already, bewildering my mind, and since then I have grown only weaker and stupider. One must not submit to them. One must resist. Keep one's spirit always strong and certain. I learned that a long time ago. But it's hard to do here, where they are so strong. They are not gods, Tanar, but they are stronger than any man.
They were both silent for a long time.
What else did you find in the treasure chests?
She asked dully.
Oh, rubbish. Gold, jewels, crowns, swords. Nothing to which any man alive has any claim.
Tell me this, Tanar.
How were you chosen to be the priestess of the tombs?
When the first priestess dies, they go looking all through Atuan for a girl baby born on the night the priestess died. And they always find one, because it is the priestess reborn. When the child is 5, they bring it here to the place. And when it is 6, it is given to the Dark Ones, and its soul is eaten by them. And so it belongs to them, and has belonged to them since the beginning days. And it has no name.
Do you believe that?
I have always believed it.
Do you believe it now?
She said nothing. Again the shadowy silence fell between them. After a long time she said, Tell me about the dragons in the west.
Tanar, what will you do? We can't sit here telling each other tales until the candle burns out and the darkness comes again.
I don't know what to do. I am afraid.
She sat erect on the stone chest, her hands clenched one in the other, and spoke loudly, like one in pain. She said,
I am afraid of the dark.
He answered softly, You must make a choice. Either you must leave me, lock the door, go up to your altars and give me to your masters, then go to the priestess castle and make your peace with her, and that is the end of the story. Or you must unlock the door and go out of it with me. Leave the tombs, leave Atuan, and come with me over sea. And that is the beginning of the story. You must be Arha, or you must be Tanar. You cannot be both.
The deep voice was gentle and certain. She looked through the shadows into his face, which was hard and scarred, but had in it no cruelty, no deceit. If I leave the service of the Dark Ones, they will kill me. If I leave this place, I will die.
You will not die. Arha will die.
I cannot.
To be reborn, one must die, Tanar. It is not so hard as it looks from the other side.
They would not let us get out, ever.
Perhaps not. Yet it's worth trying. You have knowledge and I have skill, and between us we have...
He paused. We have the ring of Aerith Akbi.
Yes, that. But I thought also of another thing between us. Call it trust. That is one of its names. It is a very great thing. Though each of us alone is weak, having that we are strong, stronger than the powers of the dark.
His eyes were clear and bright in his scarred face.
Listen, Tanar, he said. I came here a thief, an enemy armed against you, and you showed me mercy and trusted me. And I have trusted you from the first time I saw your face. For one moment in the cave beneath the tombs, beautiful in darkness. You have proved your trust in me. I have made no return. I will give you what I have to give. My true name is Ged. And this is yours to keep.
He had risen, and he held out to her a semicircle of pierced and carven silver.
Let the ring be rejoined, he said.
She took it from his hand. She slipped from her neck the silver chain on which the other half was strung, and took it off the chain. She laid the two pieces in her palm so that the broken edges met, and it looked whole. She did not raise her face. I will come with you, she said.